Window on the Woking and Sam Beer Hospices.
Now, currently in this feature, I'm replaying a section of the interviews I presented in this weekly slot. This week, I'm going back to November when I found out about physiotherapy and what was on offer to the patients. Now, we've covered a whole lot of services here on this feature, but we're now going to an area people may not really think about in a hospice care, and that's physiotherapy. And I'm joined today by Becky Lewis. So, welcome to Radio Way, Becky.
Thank you.
So, physiotherapy, what does that entail here at the hospice?
Well, when I first came to work here at the hospice, it was about 13 years ago, then I wasn't sure what the role would involve. But as time goes on, my role is really developing with patients, both in the hospice, in the day units, and at home. And people don't realise that we see a lot of patients in the community. It's not just our 20 inpatient beds.
So the types of physiotherapy treatments that you're offering, what are those?
Well, I am considered a generalist specialist, really, because I see... I have to do a bit of everything, really. Mm-hmm. I have a huge variety. One day I can be doing lots of respiratory, looking after patients with ventilators and tracheostomy tubes. Mm-hmm. Another day I could be doing lots of neurophysio, looking after patients with brain tumours or spinal cord lesions. Another day I can be doing orthopaedics. So it really is very, very varied.
So there is a variety there.
Yeah, I never get bored.
Jack of all trades, master of none, as they say. And in terms of the therapies themselves, if we take somebody that maybe needs some physical therapy, is that offered to them?
Yeah, we do exercises, exercise programs, we do some exercise groups. But they are tailored to the patients and their needs and what they can manage. So we often do get referred patients who want to be doing more exercise, but sometimes we actually do a lot of sort of more management type things, pacing them, dealing with fatigue, and maybe just giving advice about when they exercise and how much they exercise.
So how are the patients actually referred to you?
They usually come through our palliative care community teams. Occasionally we do get referrals directly from consultants or from specialist nurses in the hospital, but generally they come through, and once a referral comes to our specialist nurses, it's then open to the whole of the team. So it's great for patients because they can access all of our services.
Right. Now, you mentioned the team. You're obviously, you don't do the physiotherapy on your own, Becky, so how big's the team?
Actually, there's only six of us. We've got a new team member joining, which will be seven. We've got two full-time physiotherapists and a part-time physiotherapist. I've got two part-time occupational therapists who I would say work much more in people's homes and looking at adapting their environments at home, and dealing a lot more with equipment. And then I've got two therapy assistants who are fantastic, lots of supporting roles and lots of linking in with other agencies across Northwest Surrey.
And people that come to the hospice or refer to the hospice, are they surprised that these services are available and offered to them?
They are very surprised. They're very surprised at how we work very closely with the existing NHS services. They're very surprised at how quick we are. We've got a very, very good team here. We don't have long waiting lists, and we can respond quickly to our patients.
And how long is a course of treatment?
Well, that varies. That's the other thing, is that we don't actually discharge our patients as such. So we tend to have involvement, set them up, make sure they've got the equipment they need, liaise with wheelchair services maybe do some exercises. Then when they're managing quite well, we might not see them so frequently. But then if they run into problems, they can come straight back to us and we'll pick them up again.
And they just make a call to you and ask for your service again?
Yeah.
That's right. And as we've learnt a lot in this feature, it's not just here in the hospice. Most of your work is out in the community, isn't it?
It is. We cover a big community patch. One of the reasons why I've been really pushing for some more physio staff, because we go right out to Purbright, up to Bagshot, Egham, and then all the way round to Ashford, Staines, as well as right down here into Woking and Purford as well.
So I hate to ask, but how many patients are you covering in that area?
Oh, I'd have to check the statistics.
But it runs into the hundreds, I believe, doesn't it?
That's it? Yeah.
And when you're not doing physiotherapy, what's your way of relaxing, finally, Becky?
Oh, well, I like to walk in the Surrey Hills.
Right.
I like lots of walking, and I love my guinea pigs as well.
Guinea pigs,
yeah, they're my therapeutic touch.
Okay, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.
Now, if you'd like to help with the work of the hospices, then there's a couple of ways you can help with fundraising. You can sponsor our very own Alan Dolby here at Radio Way. He does our early morning show on a Saturday morning. He's going to be running in the Surrey Half Marathon on the 8th of March on behalf of the Working and Samba Hospices. So if you go to our website, that's radioway.co.uk, click on the link on our homepage. That'll take you to Alan's Just Giving page, and he'd love you to make a donation. Or why not go along to Wake Up Woking 6? Yes, that's going to take place on the 21st of February at the HG Wells Suite in Woking. The special guests are going to be headlining. There's also performances from The Lost Boys, The Transmitters and Mark Simpson. This is going to be the sixth Wake Up Woking concert that the fundraising team and Vic Falasata has set up and organised. Now, tickets, including the after-show party, are £17 and they can only be bought in advance. If you want just tickets for the main concert, they are available on the door for £15. It's £12 if you buy them in advance. If you want more details, go to the website for the Working and Sambear Hospice. That's wsbhospices.co.uk/tickets, or contact the Working Hospices fundraising team on 01483 881752. That's 01483 881752 for more information.
For more information about the hospices, go to their website, wsbhospices.co.uk.